About 13,000 building owners across New Jersey must start sharing energy and water usage with regulators in the coming weeks. On behalf of the WHYY Climate Desk, business reporter Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza takes a look at what's behind the new requirements.
The New Jersey Clean Energy Act was signed into law 5 years ago, but this phased-in rule requires large building owners to keep track of how much electricity they use and to start reporting it by October 1st. The state says it needs a benchmark for usage, which then could lead to energy conservation rules. Jeff Hendler owns a software company that helps individuals and businesses measure and save electricity. He says it's likely the first year of benchmarking will be messy.
We expect a lot of scrambling. The utilities have to make a lot of data available for these buildings that are covered.
Hendler says when this data is made public, it helps conservation efforts. In fact, when Philadelphia created a similar program, the large skyscraper to Liberty Place cut its electricity usage by 50% in 8 years. Some buildings, including healthcare facilities, use a lot of electricity. The Joint Health Sciences Center is a research facility in Camden. Chief Operating Officer Dean Tessuto says the 125,000-square-foot building already has LED lights and an automation system to control temperature and humidity. But Tessuto said some experiments run 24 hours a day and need massive sub-zero freezers.
It's a tough balancing act because we can't just say, oh, well, we're going to close this down or shut this off or... because we can't. I mean, you know, the research comes first.
To further reduce its carbon footprint, the center is considering adding solar panels to its parking lot in the coming years. The state hopes to use the data to encourage large energy users to cut back. For the Climate Desk, I'm Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza.